Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back with you. But I had an amazing time in Australia. I love that country. I love their people. I just felt honored and loved and appreciated. And it was just a great trip. Although, of course, you know, I bit off a little bit more than I can chew. It was a really tough shoot. As fun as it was energetically tough. And then I taught two master acting classes after that. And, yeah, and so I got a little bit tired. But bouncing back and getting ready for the holidays, we had our tree trimming party last night. And life is good. Life just gets better and better and better the more conscious I become. And I'm hoping you feel the same way. The less I let myself get away with my own BS, the better my life becomes. If you want to talk to the channel, and all of the readings are through the channel, press 1, and that'll tell our wonderful producer, Stephen, that he needs to get your name up on the board, so I can find you. Press 1. So my little Bubba Bear now is all over Australia, and we've added yet another country where he's reaching out to teach self-love. If you want a special gift for a child that you love or the child within of someone you love, please go to BubbaBear.com, BUPPA.com. BubbaBear.com, and get yours for Christmas. I'm happy to say that they are being received so incredibly well, and we're getting ready to do some YouTube stuff today about some of the emails and videos that I've gotten from people that have ordered it. And the Christmas special, guys, the Christmas special is still on. It will not be on after December. So if you want to get a half-hour private for $100, you've got to let us know now. If you go to the website, iamdwallace.com, you can sign up for the Christmas special. Our sessions are usually $300. This is a half hour, which is plenty of time to get to the stuff you need to get to for $100. So I want to start the call by going into some information that I shared, new information, big information that I shared on Jennifer McLean's show. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around and your brain around, and so there's been a little bit of confusion and misunderstanding about it, so I want to clarify it and bring it out to all of you that didn't listen to Jennifer's call. We've been given the information, and again, this is because of the work we've done. This is because of the conscious living work that we've done, releasing blocks into knowing the highest truth, claiming that we are the highest truth, that this information is coming through. So basically what it is our cells, and everything a cell is made up of, down to the smallest atom, have been, since the beginning of time, thought they were in charge. We have to make the decision. We are the building block, okay? If that's true, then our cells, and I want everybody to understand that I'm talking not just physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, chemically, cosmically, and dimensionally, our cells thought they had to direct us. not the other way around. But we know that our consciousness gives us the power and the duty to direct the energy that we are, and all energy, for that matter. Energy has to have a direction. Otherwise, it can just fly rampant and pick up subliminal and subconscious messages and create out of those. And they're flashing the word cancer in front of me. So the first thing we have to do is literally direct ourselves to know and take direction from us, from our consciousness, from our choice, from our decisions. Because basically they're confused. Well, wait a minute, we thought it was always up to us, that we had to make the decisions on ourselves, for ourselves, on behalf of ourselves and the person. But the consciousness, hold on, that's a Hyatt. The consciousness, our consciousness, and it may not look like it to you with everything that's going on in the world and America today, but our consciousness has actually expanded so much into being willing to take the responsibility finally for our own creation, that we have got to come forward and direct all of ourselves and everything they're made up of, down to the smallest atom, to know and be under our direction, our constant and conscious direction. So we are doing that right now. We are telling ourselves, you must take direction from us, and then you must take the direction that we give you. And the highest direction for that is living in balance as divine love. And we're claiming this for all energy in all dimensions, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. All right, so that means that, oh, they want us to do it again. Okay, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Okay, that got it. So that means now that when you hold a direction and give a direction, the cells and the atoms of you have to follow that direction, which means you have to be really responsible in the electrical charge that you're sending out. So if you feel anger, you know, 1 minute of anger can crash your immune system for 4 to 5 hours. So if you want to send out the electrical charge of anger, just know that that's what your cells are getting. And they're following that because that's your direction. And that compromises your immune system. What is anger? Underneath, anger is all is grief or fear. So when you watch the news, if you watch the news, you better stay pretty conscious of doing the work while you're watching it, instead of getting swept up in the emotion and the fear. Because otherwise, that's the electrical charge you are not only sending out, but sending within. So the other piece of information that they gave me that was incredibly interesting is about the genetic memory of I am the I am. So I am the God. God I am. Right? The memory that's in that. We've been holding as consciousness, I can never be God. The cells have been holding, I have to be God. So therein, we have been fighting ourselves physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. The cells literally are at the stage right now of I don't know what I want. And so we need to say, well, I do. So take my direction. I want love. I want peace. I want joy. I want harmony. I want balance. I want money flow. I want success. I want to know that I'm received in this world. I want to be in alignment with Source and Divine Love. So I'm claiming I am all those things right now in this present moment. Wow, something just went in one head and out the other, and I lost it there. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'll claim that it comes back. Hold on, they're telling me to go to this little card that I have here, my little cheat sheet. Hold on a minute. Okay. It's about focus. And I think it's MIT, but don't quote me, did a survey about focus. And just a few years ago, we could hold focus, the average person, for 12 seconds. Now I think it's 8. You know, welcome to all the iPhones and our soundbite society. And what do you need for creation? You need focus. You need to be able to hold your focus. So therein why they gave us the red dot exercise and several exercises. Yes, you can find it on the email. Sign up for the email, the red dot exercise, and the latest stuff that comes out in between. I may put this into print for the next email, though, so that you would actually have it in print. So we can go to the callers. If you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now. So Stephen can get your name. I will get through just as many people as I can. We're starting with Sandra in New York. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm pleased to be first.
Good. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks. So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm really trying to manifest love in myself or a loving partner. And then I thought to myself, well, I think I need to work on me a little bit more, you know, because I think it starts with you first, right, loving yourself. And I'm like,
yep.
Well, do I really love myself? How can I love myself better? I've kind of been in a little bit of a slump, and I feel like I'm turning it around, and I guess I want to know what I can do to make that even greater.
Good
so that
question,
I can...
Susan. There's two things. There's two things that they want you to bring into alignment.
Sure.
So that you can love yourself more. The first one's judgment. What are you in such judgment about yourself? Where's the judgment?
God. The judgment is around weight gain.
Yeah. And they want you to know that literally you're gaining weight because of the judgment.
Oh, nice.
Now, do you know how that works?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I don't actually, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
Well... Let me just give you a good metaphor. If
sure.
a two-year-old is going toward the TV and you say, don't touch that TV, don't touch it, what is he going to do?
Touch the TV.
Yeah, he's going to touch it. Well, you're doing the same thing. Don't gain that weight, don't gain it. And that's where all your focus and attention goes then, and you gain the weight.
Okay.
Now, they want to put a second thing together with that sheet. But give me a song, any song that comes into your...
Oh, my God, any song that comes in... Jude just came into my mind for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jude.
Take a sad song and make it better.
Yeah.
Those are the lines that were... Okay. So, again, you cannot live in the balance of divine love if you're looking at yourself as a sad song. Because the electrical charge you're sending to your cells then is, I'm a sad song. And your cells go, okay, I'll create that. Let's gain some weight. And then I can really live in the experience of being sad because I don't look like what I want to look like.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you guys, this is not, you're going to learn on this show that the spiritual stuff is the scientific stuff. Science will tell you what you put your focus on increases. They've done all kinds of tests with atoms and ions and all those kind of things. You can read about that in my book, Conscious Creation. It's scientific that where you hold your focus expands and increases in your life. So instead of I have to lose weight, I would start focusing on I love my body. Now, does that make sense to our mind? Hell no. And that's the point. Your mind is created to doubt and question, not to know. Your consciousness is the only thing that can know. Are you with me, Sandra?
Yes, yes, I am. Actually, I've been doing self-approving and self-loving affirmations for the past, like, 2 weeks now. And
okay.
It definitely has brought up my mood.
They want
probably
you...
probably changed my focus.
Yes, I get a yes on all of that. And they want you to add a feeling. You're doing more affirmations and less feeling with the affirmations. And the feeling of love, if you can take yourself to a place of love, like a doggy or a rainbow or a baby in your life, anything that instantaneously opens your heart and takes you into a feeling of love, and then do your affirmations, watch your affirmations work 50%, 70%, even 100% more effectively.
Okay.
Okay. The universe responds to your electrical charge. And the easiest way to say that is your emotional state. You'll hear Abraham Hicks say, you want to create anything in your life, just feel happy. And again, this is scientifically based. It's not some spiritual woo-woo thing. Unless you don't want to look at the science of it, and then it can just be spiritual. But the two of them are working together in the creation of energy. Is there anything else? That's it, baby. Go feel beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. Thank you so much, dear.
You
I appreciate
bet.
It. Happy holidays.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
God bless.
And you too. God bless us all, everyone. All right, we're going to Trish in New York. It's a New York day. Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I was hoping you could give me some insight as to how to bring stability to my relationship.
Well, again, the first thing that they're giving me is you are unstable in the relationship with yourself. So how would you say you're unstable in the relationship with yourself?
Well, I think initially I wasn't sure what I wanted,
uh-huh.
And then when it started to take a turn, it became obvious.
Yes, but why are you then, okay, the highest word is fear. Why are you afraid to get it now?
Afraid to get what?
What you're wanting. There's something about, I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, funny you said that. I have three major projects, and
uh-huh.
I was hoping my relationship could be kind of, you know, put in the other two without having to be number one.
I don't quite understand what you mean.
In other words, I had three other projects that I was in the middle of that had been the primary focus.
Uh-huh.
And so my relationship hadn't been the number one focus because I had already started these projects before I started the relationship.
Okay. And what you want is a more complete relationship.
Right.
Okay. So we're back in focus again. We've got a theme going already here on the show. So where your focus is where your energy goes, and that's what you create more of. So you have to be very clear within yourself then that you want a perfect balance of relationship and the projects that you're working on, which, believe me, I'm the queen of. So I know it's possible. But you have to, this is through the channel, yes, you have to create some boundaries for yourself that you haven't, okay, you haven't created those boundaries because you're there's a belief in there where it's kind of, I have to give up me if I'm going to get what I want. Is this resonating with you?
Yeah, no, and I would word it as, I have to do it myself if I want to get what I want.
Okay, but in a way that's giving yourself up, you see, because you won't allow other energy to come in and support you.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and one of the big messages, and I wrote about this in the e-blast a couple of weeks ago, I think, is we are being asked to put our shields down. Whatever our barrier of protection is, we are being asked to lay it down and invite ourselves to know the world is acknowledging us and taking care of us and nurturing us and being there for us. Because it's very hard to create an expanded relationship if you've got to do it all.
Right.
Can you see the oxymoron in that?
I can.
Okay. So if you want a balanced relationship and a successful business, then you've got to allow that relationship to nurture you in the business and outside of the business. Otherwise, there's no room for that relationship to expand. Do you understand?
I do.
And that's where you're getting tripped up. And a lot of you out there, they're saying right now, a lot of you out there think that you cannot have a successful relationship and a successful working life at the same time. And it's because of that belief that you don't. When you commit to a balanced life, you create rules for yourself or choices for yourself, like, I don't work after 6 o'clock so I can be with my partner and have a balance of the relationship there. Or I may have to work nights during the week, but I commit to having the weekends off and doing special things with my partner. In other words, I want to take this time. Trish is talking about a personal relationship, but I want all of you to look at your relationship, let's say, with your body or with money. Those relationships have to be handled the same way you would create a personal relationship. Am I honoring it? Am I taking time for it? Am I listening to it? Am I taking the steps that I need to take to create a balance with it? You know, if you're not doing that with your body, if you're not doing that with money, then you're not creating the relationship you want with them that is in balance. It works in everything, Trish, what you brought up for us today.
So how do you get the balance?
You get the balance by first deciding and choosing that you want it. I'm going to have the balance no matter what. What does that look like? Well, it certainly doesn't look like I work 17 hours a day, come home, kiss my husband, and say, I'm so tired I have to go to bed for a month in a row.
Right.
You know, you're not devoting enough time to give the relationship a balance along with your work.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
that's the highest answer, and it sounds like it's resonating to
it
you.
Is.
Yeah, okay. So you got to choose, baby. And it's going to be easier to choose knowing that you are the creator of you, and if you want to create both being successful, you will. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good lesson for everybody. All righty, we're going to go to Mika in San Francisco.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks, how are you?
I'm good. I've been a little crunchy the last couple of weeks, all around the theme of relationship. I love that every call has been about relationship.
Yep.
So,
look at the surprise on our face, right?
I know. When the first few calls came, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been historically single right? I mean, like, there's just a whole bunch
of
stuff.
Well, there's a definition right there.
Yeah, well, and then I've dabbled in not being quite so single the last few months. Casual, you know, fun, but I, you know, just kind of aloof and never really opened up, never really felt safe enough to be vulnerable, so I wasn't. And it's, you know, it's dwindling, and there's just been a lot of, just a lot of triggers, a lot of fallout emotionally, a lot of physical memory, a lot of cellular memory that I've been conscious of and on top of. And anyway, that's what I wanted to call about, was just like this as I'm wanting to be open to receiving my partner. And
yeah, to put down the shield.
And wow, that's...
Put down whatever shield and barrier you're still holding people that are keeping, you think is keeping you safe. Because the world can't come in and nurture you and honor you if you keep holding up a shield, keeping it out.
Yeah.
So it's a true statement that there's a guy out there who's just waiting for you to go, okay, I'm going to be safe enough to let you in. And you have to be very clear with the universe exactly what you want. So send me a guy that honors me, who's truthful, who I can trust, who's trustworthy. I would imagine... being good sexually would be important.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, financially stable.
Yeah.
Right? Be very clear with the universe about the things that are important to you. I mean, mm-hmm. I said after my last relationship, I need someone who's stable. I want someone who's stable, who's going to honor me, who will take care of me to the best of his ability, who's kind, who's generous, who's loving, who's great in bed. I got it all. I got it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the trick is, again, then, do you honor the relationship with yourself enough? And I get you do now, Mika,
mm-hmm.
to allow this to come in. But you got to put your shield down, baby. It's like they're showing me a Roman warrior with a sword in one hand and a shield in front of him.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like me.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Well.
No, just visually, everybody, see yourself as a Roman soldier with the shield up and the sword ready. Change your perspective of the world now. Feel it inside. Oh, my God, the world's a place that wants to love me. The universe is a place that wants to love me. So let's lower the sword. I want you to visualize it. Lower the shield. Just put it down and stand there. You can still hold it if you want to, but stand there and see if you feel safe. And say, okay, I want to feel safe with my sword down and my shield down. I'm going to feel so safe. I'm going to bend down now. And I'm going to put it and realize the fears that are coming up. All right, I'm going to bend down and I'm going to lay them down. And I'm going to stand up knowing that divine love is my protection. That's the electrical charge that I am, is divine love. Now take a first step. Take a second step. How does it feel?
I'm really sad.
Uh-huh. So what's at the bottom of the grief? You know the words they're giving me, Mika? That I didn't know it before. I didn't know it was safe enough to do this. So it's okay to feel that grief and then move on into the joy of, wow, I don't have to carry that heavy shield and that heavy sword anymore. The grief is not about putting it down. The grief is about having to have held it all this time when we didn't. Okay, baby? Claiming mm-hmm. the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. You will feel it now, Mika. You will feel whenever the shield comes up. Okay? And just love yourself and go, I get it. That's the way I protected myself for a long time. But I don't need it anymore. All right, sweetheart. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I don't want to let you go till I know you're back in balance. Are you okay?
I will be.
Well, let's just show people how to come back into balance. Think of the color red. Okay, now, can you just start laughing for me? Just choose to start laughing. There. Okay, now you're back in balance. That was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you for bringing that in. It's what's up for all of us now, Mika. In every area of our life, we have got to let the sword and the shield down. I love you, baby. Thanks for calling me.
Okay, I love you.
Okay, Miss Susan. How are you feeling, baby cakes?
Susan, how am I feeling?
Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. I'm on a tablet, so it's different.
Well, we can hear you fine.
Great, great. I wanted to share something with you that I heard, and I think this is wonderful. It's a little thing that I wrote down so I could always see it near my computer when I get up and look. It's a statement saying, I get paid for being me.
I love it.
Isn't that great? Just for being me.
Awesomely great. Because we know it's not about what we do, it's about who we are.
So I've gone through lots of different changes over the last couple of weeks since you've been gone. I've rescued a little cat that came into my...
Yes, we got that on your mail out. I just sent you a check to help with his vet bills.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm just going to be putting some more information up on his website, his little page today. I've got more information to put up for him. There's been so many developments with him, and I'm
well,
just hanging in there.
What's his webpage so we can send it out? What's his webpage?
All right. The webpage it's my webpage, www.presenceoflife.com. That's P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E of life.com. And his webpage is called Safe Haven for Gmork.
Okay. I want to thank Jeannie Gerson-Greer, who brought all this to my attention, too, one of our community.
And thank Mary. Mary's been very, very helpful.
Mary?
Mary's wonderful. Mary has just been beautiful.
It's a special story about this little kitty who was pretty much starved to death, right?
Well, abused. Unfortunately, he probably had some very serious things happen to him on Halloween. He's a black cat.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into that because we don't want to go into... the guilt.
Well, it doesn't really matter why. It just matters what happened and trying to help him. So there's a message here that the channel wants to bring forward. Hold on, sheets. Book.
That's why I'm here.
Give me a movie, please.
Oh, The Neverending Story, where he's from.
Okay.
The Neverending Story.
All right, so... basically, we are being asked again to bring our focus and our attention back to love. That love heals everything, conquers everything, creates everything. I had a lovely conversation with Sheena Easton, who has a very popular talk show all over the world. And she said, Dee, if all of us live the consciousness of your bear, there would be no ISIS. There would be no need for anybody to join any organization that hurts another consciousness because we would know the essence of love too much. So that's what you're doing. And they're urging you, Susan, to keep focused on the love that you have for this animal and not the drama of what happened to him. That the love is going to create more than the drama. Okay, baby?
I understand.
Okay, good. And that's for all of us. There's a lot of things going on in the world now that want to pull our focus to the drama. that want to pull our focus to, oh, my God, isn't it awful? They are asking us, begging us, they just said, to hold our focus on love. And what is hold our focus? That means be in the experience and the electromagnetic charge of love as much as you can. And what does that mean? Create as much love experience within yourself as you can and hold yourself there. So that's why they've taken a year to give us the red dot exercise, work with us on focus, talk about the four cornerstones so that we can always bring ourselves back. How many of you are still practicing those things? Because that's the best thing you can be doing right now. Do I love myself? Do I love all other energy? Am I in the present moment? And do I remember that I'm my own creator? Those are the four cornerstones. That's it, Susan. Thanks for calling in, honey.
There is one thing I wanted to ask. In regards to the way I've been thinking, I've been wondering if I really need to do more for him. He's not eating this like he should be, and I'm just, I've been exhausted trying to figure out what to do for him.
Well,
physically.
But that's their point, you see. It's like I believe it was Carla. Oh, I put up the tree and I put up the lights and now I got to cook for my son, right? That's not the energy that's going to create exponentially what we want. So
I see.
Don't get into the drama. Stay into the love. And through love, then, go, what's the next loving thing I can do for him?
Okay.
There's some kind of organization out there that can help you. They're saying be open to the love and the organization. If you're aware, it'll make itself known.
Told me that because of his anemia, from this last one, I haven't put it on the website yet, but from the anemia that he has, that what he really needs is to get a blood transfusion, which is a couple thousand dollars. You know, going into a hospital, and she mentioned a place that he could go.
Well, they would like you to look at a natural way, a natural way to create the same thing.
That's what I'm thinking, too. In fact,
I'm not a vet, but that's the information that came in. I got to take another call, baby.
Okay.
So
all right, thank
we're
I love you.
All putting our energy
Welcome
behind
back.
This little kitty with love right now. Okay, thanks.
He appreciates it. Thank you.
You bet. And again, thank you to Jeannie for bringing a lot of that in. We're going to go to Joy in Cape Cod. Dude, what's up?
I knew you were going to come to me, but I wasn't. Anyway, I don't know that I need to talk to you now, but I just had something sort of to report, but I realized, I've been having a relationship with Saint Germain since July 4th, and so I had some relationship problems myself because of that. But that isn't why I thought I called, but I got a laugh out of him here snickering in the corner of me listening to all this stuff about relationships.
Yep,
I really called to tell you, you know, just to tell you, to put it out there that I've, you know, been in contact with him, and I don't have to say what we've been doing. We have quite a serious, not serious. It's fun, but it's hurt me occasionally, and I know that's because of things that I held. And I did want to thank you about all the stuff about self-love. Got me to a place where at least he could show up. And then he showed me the rest, and he wouldn't leave. I ran, I tried to run, I tried to hide, and then I finally tried to tell him all the horrible things about myself, and he still loved me. So it's been...
You know, I'm testing this. I want everybody to know I'm testing everything she says, and my pendulum is giving me a big yes that all this is, that he's there. Now, I, as D, want to go to... caused me some hurt. But they're saying no. They just want to point out to everybody that sometimes letting go of the BS.
Yes, that's what it was. I mean,
yeah.
I had held a lot of abandonment, and I was sure he was going to leave.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just him. It wasn't just people. It was, I mean, my thing I protected myself from is being abandoned.
That's your sword.
And that's what caused the pain. It was my, and I have had to go through a lot to reach where I am today. But it's all been amazing. And it was mostly, I was shown 1,000 times how everything that happened was going to be for the best. And I still sometimes had a tough time. But, you know, and I guess part of it is today, yesterday, after hearing him on the Crimson Circle again, there was a big change. And it's all, I mean, that's why I could call.
Well,
I am secure in my knowledge and my relationship with him.
Yeah,
and what we're
because
doing.
It speaks to everything that we talked about today, really.
Yes.
If you want a relationship to come in, you can't keep fighting it and saying, no, I don't trust you because I've been abandoned before.
See, and I had to call him in back on July 4th at the Crimson Circle. He did give a talk about changing what we thought about God, even us who had all these new ideas. And he said he'd talk to anybody that had trouble with it. And when he finished, I said to him, yeah, I trust you, and I'm sure it's going to be all right, but I think you're going to have to come see me. And he showed up that night, and he's never left.
That's a true statement, Joy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And, of course, there was a bit I thought it was going crazy because I had talked to him in my head, right? But, you know, that was a while ago.
But, Joy.
Yes.
Now, you see, he came so that you can do that with everybody, not just with him.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
True. Yes.
So take that final little jump there, that final little step.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yep, the self-love, guys. I can't talk enough about it. Roshan, I hope I said that, in New Zealand. Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Dee. Yeah, it's Roshan.
Roshan, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Just there, I was thinking, oh, I don't think my call is going to get taken, but that's okay because I sort of had my decision, I think. But
well, what can we do for you?
I didn't realize I was going to get so emotional. Let me just take a breath for a second so I can.
Okay. Speak. Emotions are good because they allow us to admit what the truth is.
Yeah. So I just discovered that I'm pregnant, and it's not something that I've ever wanted, so it's been a real shock, and I've just been really unsure of what decision to make around it all. I was just really going in for just really getting that support and guidance around
Roisin,
just tapping into my knowing.
Well, you already know. You already know you don't want to have this baby.
Yeah.
Now, are you open to having this baby and allowing somebody else to raise it? So being a surrogate or being a, you know, allowing a family who can't have a baby to have this baby? Are you open to that?
No.
Okay. So that means the only decision you can make is to choose not to have the baby, right?
Mm.
But your religion is fighting your choice that you know is right for you. Boy, there's a lot of reaction coming up over the airwaves here, guys. So let's look. Yeah, because that's what she's experiencing, you see. Oh, my God, there's so many people who want a baby, and I shouldn't, you know, I should be blessed with this baby, blah, 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 blah. All the stuff that we're taught, shoulda, woulda, oughta, coulda, and you're going to go to hell if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're fighting. What religion were you raised?
Well, I was raised Catholic, but it's interesting that you're saying that because I've been doing this type of work for quite a few years, so I wasn't really aware that was going on, and I kind of feel like more what was coming up for me was more just whether whether I really want this or not. So, because
two things speak to the same thing, sweetheart. You don't want it, and yet you're guilty because you don't want it. And the guilt comes from all the training of when you were a child. It's actually cellular. If your family has a long history of Catholicism, this is, do you understand, guys? Religion is passed down. It's sins of the fathers. Okay? That's the biggest thing that you're fighting. So if you take religion out of the formula and the decision and are really conscious about that, they're saying you will be able to get to the peacefulness of the decision you know that is right for you.
Yeah. I guess
I'm just going to say the words. I'm going to say the words that they're giving me to say. It's worse to bring a child in who's not wanted than to bring the child in, because that child then can go find somebody. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jesus, here we go, and it's the end of the show. So I've got to get this out, but this is important. There's lessons in both places, because the child picks the parents. So child needs the lesson from his past life to choose a parent that truly wants him this time.
Yeah.
Okay. And your lesson is I get to learn and practice to make the decision that serves me in the highest good.
Yeah.
Okay. And to be at peace with that, Roisin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To say it's okay for me to serve what's right for me. Because in reality, it serves the baby trying to come in also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's having a reaction out there, the reaction is the very thing in our cellular nature that they're talking about in the beginning of the show. So we literally have to tell ourselves, let go of all of the memories in the water that are not serving us anymore, so that we may love ourselves enough to make the highest decisions for ourselves through divine love, and for the world through divine love. And so it is. Wow, what a beautiful ending to the show. Thank you, sweetheart. I hope you have some peace. Are you a little clearer now?
I feel calm, but I kind of feel sad, too.
Well, that's okay. There is a sadness with abortion. Because you're giving something up, right? But again, most of the sadness is actually guilt that is just embedded in ourselves about these issues. That's why it's so up right now in the world.
Yeah.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Boy. Boy, did this show fly. I could spend another 2 hours with you guys. I'm so glad to be back. Everybody, again, the Christmas special will only go till the end of December. We will not be taking any other appointments. I think there's like 10 left. So if you want one, grab it now and go get your Bubba Bear. Give it to you or some wonderful, beautiful child that you want to instill right now automatic synapses and heart openings into loving itself, so that they don't have to come back and try and recreate it now like we're doing. I love you all so very much. Get the e-blast. It's going to go into this in a lot more detail. And until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you truly know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.